Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to check in, as always, with Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. And we also have Kate Trudeau here with ShelterLink Youth Services. Of course, we're going to be talking about the very successful coldest night of the year and so much more. But of course, we'll also get a campaign update. Liz and Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
It was great to see you yesterday, by the way, for the Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce Business After Five. Despite the weather yesterday, we had a good turnout. It was great to see you both.
Yeah, it was nice. Great. Thanks for hosting.
We thank you very much. 100 years.
I know. Amazing.
And amazing with this campaign. How are we doing, Liz?
Hey, you know, Jamie, you know when I reach a certain number, I bring my cowbell to celebrate? So, yes, we have reached 83% of our goal. Yeah, so we're pretty thrilled about that. We get to light the 80% light bulb this week.
Yeah.
So 83% of our goal. Of course, we have to raise $2.5 million to try and service all of the partners that we support in here in Perth County. So we're well on our way. Still got a long way to go. We still have to raise quite a bit more money, but 83%, we're really thrilled. And of course, once the coldest night of the year money gets counted, that's going to add a lot to it, right? So yeah, we've counted some of it, but not all of the finances has been done. So
all right. And I think we need more cowbell. I think it's as simple as that.
There you go.
Because we need to be ringing this more and more to get close to goal.
That's right.
But we need more cowbell.
Doesn't it make everybody smile? That, you know, it's just funny. Thanks SNL for that. Yeah,
there you go again. Get those donations coming in for the campaign with United Way Perth Huron. And the coldest night of the year, what a success that was in Stratford. My goodness,
it was a magical afternoon. It was, and the weather was, of course, played a very starring role in that. It was cold and sunny, so it was very, very pleasant to be walking around the river for those that are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness in our community. So we broke records. My goodness, we are sitting at number 4 nationwide for the communities of raising money for this walk.
Okay.
Number 4. 190 communities in Canada run this walk, and Stratford's number 4.
Yeah.
So way to go, everybody, for digging deep and supporting this walk. It was a really amazing day. And you were there, right? So
yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It was a wonderful get-together. And again, for Stratford Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services. So let's get Kate, and we'll talk about, certainly you were also emceeing and helping to co-host the event for the first time.
Yes, it was quite wonderful. Myself and Sonia from United Way, and it was great. It was an absolutely fantastic day.
I think we had well over 400 walkers, something in that neighborhood for sure. So again, a great turnout. And let's talk about ShelterLink Youth Services. And there really was an emphasis on helping youth for a walk like this. But remind folks what ShelterLink Youth Services. We've talked about some of the rebranding or the renaming, what it's all about.
So we provide support to youth in our community, age 16 to 24. We provide outreach support. So for those that are at risk of homelessness, we do have support so that we can connect with family, do reunification, connect with support so that if they don't need to come into shelter, they don't. For those youth that do require a shelter, they have no other options and are experiencing homelessness, we do have a shelter. So currently we are full and we have had to refer out, unfortunately. And for 2023, we were able to pull some stats and we supported 55 youth. So the numbers have gone up.
Exactly. ShelterLink Youth Services. And are you accepting things like donations still? Is that part of this?
Yes, totally. Any time of year, whether it's monetary or we've gotten a donation of blankets yesterday, mitts, hats, toiletries, food, you know, just really wrapping around these kids.
And something like coldest night of the year, a walk like this, a fundraising event, makes such a difference. This is such an important event for ShelterLink Youth Services and Stratford Connection Center.
Yeah, this is our fundraiser of the year. We really have the community come out and support us and the youth and the families, because we also support families with the youth. And it's made such a difference.
Okay, and as you say, currently you're full. So that shows you that we need something like ShelterLink Youth services as part of our community.
Yeah, it's one of those important services. Unfortunately, we need it, but we do want to be available when families, when youth and folks in our community need it. We want them to have a place, a warm place, a safe place, and a kind place to be.
Yeah, and it must certainly warm your heart to see the outpouring with the walkers, with that event for coldest night of the year, with the dollars raised, surpassing goal. It just must feel pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that's why we really wanted to come out today, is for the thank you, right? To really express our thanks and gratitude to the community for, again, coming out, supporting us, supporting this really important cause and the youth in our community. It's just, you know, I think it will make a big difference. I think the youth will see that the community is behind them, right, in their time of need and their, you know, moment, hopefully short, brief moment in their lives where they really needed support, and yeah. We were there.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Bet, and we can also thank our, not only the walkers, but also the donors and our sponsors.
Oh, absolutely.
We had some amazing sponsors for this event. Our lead sponsor was Scotiabank, as well as McDonald's. And McDonald's supplied the coffee for the day, which was amazing. Ideal Supply is a gold sponsor. Klomp's Landscaping, Romeo Optometry, and Tradition Mutual Insurance in Sebringville were our silver sponsors. And we had a whack of bronze sponsors that we want to thank, and some amazing in-kind sponsors such as Soup Surreal, that's provided the soup at the end of the walk. Thank you so much, Derek. Tim's Tree Care, there's a, yeah.
Say it three times fast.
Yeah. Provided the firewood for our fire. We also had Jerry Bell, of course, provided some music for the beginning of the event. And we want to thank all the people that that contributed to this event. And it was super, super successful.
Yeah, and the teams that took part, and sometimes the rivalry between the teams is great, you know,
yeah,
in terms of fundraising. It's so much fun.
Our top team was the Sweet Samuels. They raised over $18,000. This group of people raised over $18,000. Monteith Ritzma Phillips in town raised $17,000. Team Haggis, which is a lovely group of ladies that get together for a book club, raised $9,000. And Stratford Anglican Churches also raised $9,000. So there was a bit of a competition, yeah, for sure.
And I do love the costumes for the walking soccer sloths.
Yes.
Terrific outfits.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, really, really great. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get Kate back in on the conversation. Now, Kate, in terms of ShelterLink Youth Services, if they'd like some more information, what's the best place to go to, or how do we get in touch?
They can definitely go to our website, so shelterlink.org. We have information there around what we do, how to contact us, and how to support us if folks are inclined.
All right. And anything else about ShelterLink Youth Services that you want folks to know?
You know, I can put a little shout out that we were sixth. Our team did really, really well. We didn't make the top five, but we...
There you go. There you go. Shout out.
So, yeah, really fantastic board, fantastic staff team, just a really wonderful group of kind, caring folks. And I want to send a special thanks to Jana as well for speaking at the event from the Sweet Samuels. I think that was really wonderful of her to come out and speak and to walk with her team. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that's what this event is all about, Elizabeth. It's testimonials. It's a community get together. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, the impact stories really make a difference because we're talking about real people, right? Those that are unsheltered, youth and adults in our community. So they're real people. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and you can still donate.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? You can still donate till the end of March on cnoy.org/Stratford. Find your team, and you can still donate to the cause, and we'll keep it open for a little while because not everybody was available, or people might have been south or something.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, our campaigns continue with United Way Perth Huron. And just before we let you go, the Black Swan Local Love Cream Ale is still available. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. 50 cents from any can of Local Love Cream Ale was brewed by Black Swan Brewery downtown Stratford, goes to United Way Perth Huron. So they still have some left. So we want to thank Ryan Stokes and the team there for their support in brewing this beer for us. And you know, if you're going out for dinner and you want to bring a hostess gift, bring a 6-pack of Local Love Cream Ale.
There you go.
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, helping out great causes with United Way Perth Huron. Again, we'll share all the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. But boy, what a community. What a great event. Coldest night of the year for the Stratford location. Top four in Canada.
I know.
Like, woo-hoo. Wow, that is fantastic. And more cowbell.
More cowbell.
More cowbell. Liz Cooper and Kate Trudeau. Right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.